Com.
Welcome, red and blue, and those who are sick of all of politics, and you're still waiting for that third party. My name's Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight. The biggest buzz in the backyard is, of course, over the fact that Barack Obama will be president again. So 4 more years of Obama. What happened? In beating Mitt Romney, the president carried Colorado, Iowa, Ohio, New Hampshire, Virginia, Wisconsin, a near sweep, you could say, of the battleground states. And a narrow little advantage in Florida, that's not completely done. For Mitt Romney, as the night got deeper, the chances got slimmer, with Obama winning at least 303 electoral votes. Once you hit that number, you gotta concede. And Mitt Romney was very gracious in conceding to the president. He called for the end to partisan politics. He thanked his wife and supporters, and he said he would pray for the president. How many of you are praying that the gridlock will be over? Because this is the same movie that we've been seeing for the last 4 years, meaning the House stays the same, the majority to the Republicans. The Senate stays the same, the majority to the Democrats, and the president stays the same. This is what we have, a repeat performance. The same things that ail us will be in play. What happens with jobs? What happens with taxes? What happens with health care? What happens with the fiscal cliff that we are dangling over, including our unbelievable debt? These are all things for another time. However, a lot of people are out of gas. A lot of people are whipped, exhausted, feel beaten, or feel elated, but still tired after a very, very long road to this election. Obama's reelection extends his spot in the limelight and in history. He carries the mantle of being the first black president into a second term. This has been a pattern that now we've seen repeated, too, as far as back-to-back presidencies with Bush, and before that, of course, with Clinton. There was certainly some drama in this election cycle, and I imagine there will be a lot of people licking their wounds. The Republicans will be asking themselves, what do we do next, and what is this party going to look like in the near future as the demographics of the United States have certainly changed. Well, as I said, the House and the Senate stay the same. The majority stay the same. In the Senate, one of the hotly contested races was in Massachusetts. Scott Brown, who actually is pretty popular, a moderate Republican. A lot of Democrats liked Scott Brown. A lot of Republicans liked Scott Brown. But Elizabeth Warren was liked just a little bit more. The Democrat wins, and she may be now the most liberal senator in the Congress at this point once she is in place. And it's kind of interesting because she is walking down that same road of Ted Kennedy. Remember, Scott Brown stepped in for a couple of years after Kennedy died. So in this election, she now brings that back to that Senate seat, back to the Democrats. Here's Elizabeth Warren thanking the people who put her in play.
This victory belongs to you. You did this. You did this. For every family that has been chipped and squeezed and hammered, we're going to fight for a level playing field, and we're going to put people back to work. To all the small business owners who are tired of the system rigged against them, we're going to hold the big guys accountable.
Mm. All right, so we'll see what happens with the Senate. The other female that was in a hot race to the other female senator, who already is the incumbent, Claire McCaskill in Missouri, maintains her seat, beating Todd Akin, who was running away with it until he made the comments about legitimate rape. They just dogged him and would not go away after he said that on a local television station in August before the convention. A lot of Republicans distancing themselves from Akin. It didn't matter in the end because Claire McCaskill keeps the seat. A couple of other areas where we saw this in play, and one of them certainly was in Richard Murdoch's case in Indiana. He was the Republican who beat out Richard Lugar in the primary and lost to the Democrat, so that was a give-back seat. Lost to the Democrat, and part of that was because of controversial rape comments that he made. So two seats, very costly there for the Republicans. It looked like there could have been a shift. Maybe there would have been a shift, but there wasn't. Some other interesting facts from this past election to throw out at you. I was taking some notes as I was watching the results come in. Here you had very popular Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney, of course, on the ticket. They did not win their respective home states, if you want to throw all three in, which would be Michigan, where Romney grew up, Massachusetts, where he was the governor and really calls Massachusetts home, and Wisconsin, Paul Ryan's home state, although Paul Ryan did win his House seat back, even though he lost the VP slot. How about spending money? Linda McMahon from wrestling fame, her husband Vince McMahon, $42 million she pumped into the Senate race in Connecticut, but the Democrat prevailed. Chris Murphy won the seat that was vacated by Joe Lieberman. I mentioned this already with Richard Murdoch. The Democrat won there, Joe Donnelly, and there was some money spent by Murdoch, but once he made those rape comments, that was it. Right on the heels of what Akin had said, no less. So that was used over and over again. Ohio could have been the big difference maker. And remember, so goes Ohio, so goes the presidency. So that holds up. In Ohio, the Obama people ran 100,000 ads. 100,000 ads to Romney's 40,000 ads. Also, another fact, on the ground, because the ground game was so clever for the Democrats, this is really where they beat the Republicans. 131 field offices. That's how many they set up in Ohio, knowing that this was a key battleground state. The Romney people set up 40 offices to the 131. Big, big difference, I think, there, and that certainly certainly made a difference. The Texas Republican Ted Cruz, who had no political experience before this, won the Senate seat that was vacated there by Kay Bailey Hutchinson, and he won the Senate seat over the Democrat Paul Sadler. He's 41 years old. He's Hispanic and a Tea Party favorite, kind of like Marco Rubio, the senator in Florida. He adds to the deep bench of the future, I think, for the Republicans. Hang with us. More sights and sounds of the election on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Idaho, North Carolina, Arizona, Utah, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, Wyoming, Kansas, Nebraska, Kentucky, West Virginia, South Carolina, Indiana, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Georgia. But the battleground states were key. It was all about the electoral vote. Otherwise, pretty, pretty close. Mitt Romney concedes, and I wanted you to hear what he had to say to the people who crowded into a ballroom in Boston, his headquarters, where he's watching the results from a suite with his family. Here's what he had to say when he addressed the supporters.
I have just called President Obama to congratulate him on his victory. His supporters and his campaign also deserve congratulations. I wish all of them well, but particularly the President, the First Lady, and their daughters. This is a time of great challenges for America, and I pray that the President will be successful in guiding our nation. I want to thank Paul Ryan for all that he has done for our campaign. For our country. Besides my wife, Ann, Paul is the best choice I've ever made. And I trust that his intellect and his hard work and his commitment to principle will continue to contribute to the good of our nation. I also want to thank Ann, the love of my life. I she would have been a wonderful first lady. She has been that and more to me and to our family and to the many people that she has touched with her compassion and her care. I thank my sons for their tireless work in behalf of the campaign and thank their wives and children for taking up the slack as their husbands and dads has spent so many weeks away from home. I want to thank Matt Rhodes and the dedicated campaign team he led. They have made an extraordinary effort, not just for me, but also for the country that we love. And to you here tonight, and to the team across the country, the volunteers, the fundraisers, the donors, the surrogates, I don't believe that there's ever been an effort in our party that can compare with what you have done over these past years. Thank you so very much. Thanks for all the hours of work, for the calls, for the speeches and appearances, for the resources and for the prayers. You gave deeply from yourselves and performed magnificently. And you inspired us and you humbled us. You've been the very best we could have imagined. The nation, as you know, is at a critical point. At a time like this, we can't risk partisan bickering and political posturing. Our leaders have to reach across the aisle to do the people's work. And we citizens also have to rise to the occasion. We look to our teachers and professors. We count on you not just to teach, but to inspire our children with a passion for learning and discovery. We look to our pastors and priests and rabbis and counselors of all kinds to testify of the enduring principles upon which our society is built: honesty, charity, integrity, and family. We look to our parents. From the final analysis, everything depends on the success of our homes. We look to job creators of all kinds. We're counting on you to invest, to hire, to step forward. And we look to Democrats and Republicans and government at all levels to put the people before the politics. I believe in America. I believe in the people of America. Because I'm concerned about America. This election is over, but our principles endure. I believe that the principles upon which this nation was founded are the only sure guide to a resurgent economy and to renewed greatness. Like so many of you, Paul and I have left everything on the field. We have given our all to this campaign. I so wish that I had been able to fulfill your hopes to lead the country in a different direction, but the nation chose another leader, and so Ann and I join with you to earnestly pray for him and for this great nation. Thank you, and God bless America. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
All right, a lot of people will be doing the quarterbacking thing, trying to figure out what was it that made the ultimate difference here in this race that was close in the popular vote, but once again, the momentum for the electoral goes the way of Obama, and that knocked Romney and Ryan off the podium. So Romney seemed to have some momentum, but I guess the momentum just didn't go far enough in the final analysis. And part of the problem was, I think, the Republican Party bitten by some of the idiot comments that were made by other people who were running, and then some things that were said in the past that also came back to haunt perhaps Mitt Romney, because that was part of that commercial bombardment that we saw in Ohio in the last couple of days. So the election was definitely a choice between two very, very different types of government, whether you had, a bigger government that was obtrusive and more in our face, or a little bit less in the background, private enterprise and entrepreneurs and capitalism versus more government employment. The economy was definitely the top issue that everybody cared about. I kept saying it, stealing a line from the credit card company, what's in your wallet, is the main thing people were asking themselves. And being surveyed when they left polling places, they were asked what was the top issue. And it was the economy, the economy, the economy. But what was interesting is one thing that Romney was saddled with, according to the exit polls, if for what that's worth, is that former President George W. Bush bore the brunt, the responsibility for the circumstances more than Obama, than President Obama did. Even after 4 years in office, the blame went back to Bush, and that also was costly to Mitt Romney. Even though unemployment was at 7.9% on Election Day, higher than when he took office, Obama, and even though there were signs of progress, the economy struggling after our worst recession, that's where we find ourselves. And that, in the end, that didn't matter, because it truly was about where do you see yourself in 4 years, I think. And when we look at these races and we look to the future, there has to be some kind of compromise, because this is the same pattern that we had before. A few new faces, but pretty much the same, with majorities in the House and the majorities in the Senate, and then ultimately 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue does not change. Obama is still the occupant, and still the same things over taxes and whatnot will still hang in the balance. I got an email from Jake in Austin who asked for an explanation about the Electoral College and said, I'm almost embarrassed to ask this. But, I mean, here's the thing. We don't really actually vote directly for the guy that we put in place as president. If you go back to the late 1700s, there was this system that was created for voters to choose electors who cast the actual votes for the president when they meet in December. So this is what confuses people. Each state is represented by electors who carry one vote each and pledge to cast their vote according to the state's popular vote of president. So this is what we do. This is how we do it. That's why the swing states were so in play, because the race was to get to 270. Get to 270, and that was the magic number. The president more than beat that, and that is why he won. Speaking of the president, his speech coming up next, right here on America Tonight.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Senator or the other party senator, I'm going there as your senator to work for your family. I'm the hired help, and I can't wait to get to work. This is about our future, the chance for good jobs, to see our economy grow, to work together in Washington. We can solve these problems. We can solve the budget deficit problem.
All right, the voice that you just heard there is the man who defeated Richard Murdoch Donnelly in a what turned out to be a hotly contested race in the end after Murdoch blew it in Indiana in that Senate race, winning in the primaries, beating Richard Lugar, the long time senator who had a lock in Indiana on the Republican side, and then ultimately losing this, tipping the balance in a different direction. So the Democrats hold the Senate big time, and the Republicans also hang on to the House. There wasn't any big change there, but that's one of those key election results that could have gone in a different direction. In exit polls, 66% of the people who were asked about it said that they would have voted for Lugar, but they didn't want anything to do with Richard Murdoch because he made comments about if a child was born out of rape, it was a gift from God and some other crazy things. So it was a toss-up race in Indiana. It went to the Democrat Joe Donnelly. Richard Murdoch fell behind. The controversial remarks he made about rape certainly cost him clearly. That was part of the story. There was some history that was made on Election Day 2 For example, independence. People ask about independence. In Vermont, the independent junior senator, Bernie Sanders, has won a re-election. In Maine, former governor Angus King won the Senate seat of the retiring Republican moderate, Olympia Snow, who said she had enough because she was tired of all the acrimony that she had to deal with on the Hill, and she was done. Coming right now is the man of the hour, however, the president winning the second time around, Barack Obama in Chicago, making his way on the stage with his two daughters and his wife, getting ready to address the crowds in the Windy City, his home state, and taking in and waving, taking in all of the flash bulbs and the American flags. Here is the president from Chicago.
this election. Whether you voted for the very first time or waited in line for a very long time. By the way, we have to fix that. Whether you pounded the pavement or picked up the phone. Whether you held an Obama sign or a Romney sign, you made your voice heard. And you made a difference. I just spoke with Governor Romney and I congratulated him and Paul Ryan on a hard-fought campaign. But it's only because we love this country deeply and we care so strongly about its future. From George to Lenore to their son Mitt, the Romney family has chosen to give back to America through public service. And that is a legacy that we honor and applaud tonight. In the weeks ahead, I also look forward to sitting down with Governor Romney to talk about where we can work together to move this country forward. I want to thank my friend and partner of the last 4 years, America's happy warrior, the best vice president anybody could ever hope for, Joe Biden. Today, without the woman who agreed to marry me 20 years ago. I say this publicly, Michelle, I have never loved you more. I have never been prouder to watch the rest of America fall in love with you too, as our nation's first lady. Sasha and Malia, before our very eyes, you're growing up to become two strong, smart, beautiful young women, just like your mom. And I'm so proud of you guys. But I will say that for now, one dog's probably enough. To the best campaign team and volunteers in the history of politics. The best. The best ever. We're new this time around, and some of you have been at my side since the very beginning. But all of you are family. No matter what you do or where you go from here, you will carry the memory of the history we made together. And you will have the lifelong appreciation of a grateful president. Thank you for believing all the way. To every hill, to every valley. You lifted me up the whole way, and I will always be grateful for everything that you've done and all the incredible work that you've put in. I know that political campaigns can sometimes seem small. Even silly. And that provides plenty of fodder for the cynics who tell us that politics is nothing more than a contest of egos or the domain of special interests. But if you ever get the chance to talk to folks who turned out of our rallies and crowded along a rope line in a high school gym, or saw folks working late at a campaign office in some tiny county far away from home, you'll discover something else. You'll hear the determination in the voice of a young field organizer who's working his way through college and wants to make sure every child has that same opportunity. You'll hear the pride in the voice of a volunteer who's going door to door because her brother was finally hired when the local auto plant added another shift. You'll hear the deep patriotism in the voice of a military spouse who's working the phones late at night to make sure that no one who fights for this country ever has to fight for a job or a roof over their head when they come home. That's why we do this. That's what politics can be. That's why elections matter. It's not small, it's big. It's important. Democracy in a nation of 300 million can be noisy and messy and complicated. We have our own opinions. Each of us has deeply held beliefs. And when we go through tough times, when we make big decisions as a country, it necessarily stirs passions, stirs up controversy. That won't change after tonight. And it shouldn't. These arguments we have are a mark of our liberty. And we can never forget that as we speak, people in distant nations are risking their lives right now just for a chance to argue about the issues that matter. The chance to cast their ballots like we did today. But despite all our differences, most of us share certain hopes for America's future. We want our kids to grow up in a country where they have access to the best schools and the best teachers. A country that lives up to its legacy as the global leader in technology and discovery and innovation, with all the good jobs and new businesses that follow. We want our children to live in America that isn't burdened by debt, that isn't weakened by inequality, that isn't threatened by the destructive power of a warming planet. We want to pass on a country that's safe and respected and admired around the world. A nation that is defended by the strongest military on earth and the best troops this world has ever known. But also a country that moves with confidence beyond this time of war to shape a peace that is built on the promise of freedom and dignity for every human being. We believe in a generous America, in a compassionate America, in a tolerant America, open to the dreams of an immigrant's daughter who studies in our schools and pledges to our flag. To the young boy on the south side of Chicago who sees a life beyond the nearest street corner. To the furniture worker's child in North Carolina who wants to become a doctor or a scientist, an engineer or an entrepreneur, a diplomat or even a president. That's the future we hope for. That's the vision we share. That's where we need to go. Forward. That's where we need to go. Now we will disagree, sometimes fiercely, about how to get there. As it has for more than two centuries, progress will come in fits and starts. It's not always a straight line. It's not always a smooth path. By itself, the recognition that we have common hopes and dreams won't end all the gridlock or solve all our problems or substitute for the painstaking work of building consensus and making the difficult compromises needed to move this country forward. But that common bond is where we must begin. Our economy is recovering. A decade of war is ending. A long campaign is now over. And whether I earned your vote or not, I have listened to you. I have learned from you. And you've made me a better president. And with your stories and your struggles, I return to the White House more determined and more inspired than ever about the work there is to do and the future that lies ahead. Tonight, you voted for action, not politics as usual. You elected us to focus on your jobs, not ours. And in the coming weeks and months, I am looking forward to reaching out and working with leaders of both parties to meet the challenges we can only solve together. Reducing our deficit, reforming our tax code, fixing our immigration system, freeing ourselves from foreign oil. We've got more work to do. Work is done. The role of citizen in our democracy does not end with your vote. America's never been about what can be done for us. It's about what can be done by us together through the hard and frustrating but necessary work of self-government. That's the principle we were founded on. This country has more wealth than any nation, but that's not what makes us rich. We have the most powerful military in history, but that's not what makes us strong. Our university, our culture, are all the envy of the world, but that's not what keeps the world coming to our shores. What makes America exceptional are the bonds that hold together the most diverse nation on earth. The belief that our destiny is shared, that this country only works when we accept certain obligations to one another and the future generations, so that the freedom which so many Americans have fought for and died for comes with responsibilities as well as rights, and among those are love and charity and duty and patriotism. That's what makes America great. Tonight, because I've seen the spirit at work in America. I've seen it in the family business whose owners would rather cut their own pay than lay off their neighbors. And in the workers who would rather cut back their hours than see a friend lose a job. I've seen it in the soldiers who re-enlist after losing a limb. And in those SEALs who charged up the stairs into darkness and danger because they knew there was a buddy behind them watching their back. I've seen it on the shores of New Jersey and New York, where leaders from every party and level of government have swept aside their differences to help a community rebuild from the wreckage of a terrible storm. And I saw it just the other day in Mentor, Ohio, where a father told the story of his 8-year-old daughter whose long battle with leukemia nearly cost their family everything. Had it not been for health care reform passing just a few months before the insurance company was about to stop paying for her care. I had an opportunity to not just talk to the father, but meet this incredible daughter of his. And when he spoke to the crowd, listening to that father's story, every parent in that room had tears in their eyes. Because we knew that little girl could be our own. And I know that every American wants her future to be just as bright. That's who we are. That's the country I'm so proud to lead as your president. Despite all the hardship we've been through, despite all the frustrations of Washington, I've never been more hopeful about our future. I have never been more hopeful about America. And I ask you to sustain that hope. I'm not talking about blind optimism, the kind of hope that just ignores the enormity of the tasks ahead or the roadblocks that stand in our path. I'm not talking about the wishful idealism that allows us to just sit on the sidelines or shirk from a fight. I have always believed that hope is that stubborn thing inside us that insists, despite all the evidence to the contrary, that something better awaits us, so long as we have the courage to keep reaching, to keep working, to keep fighting.
All right, that was President Obama talking to the crowd in Chicago about the future and some broad strokes of what the future will hold and thanking people for voting for him. Mitt Romney had his concession speech earlier in the evening from Boston, and he, too, appealed for the end of partisan bickering. So maybe we can get a few things done in this country if people don't go to their separate corners and continue to be the divided states of America.
Another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.